When I first started as a V and AMP, a tour guide some 12 years ago, I quickly became aware of how lucky I was to be in that role. I discover something new about the museum on every visit, and by reading the labels on objects throughout the V and AMP, A galleries, I grew to understand the importance of legacies in allowing the museum to make important acquisitions to help enrich and conserve the collection. For that reason, I have been helping our legacy team by giving a series of free tours during legacy weeks. These highlight some of the rare and often unique objects that have been acquired from bequests, large and small, and the fascinating stories of the individuals that have generously left a lasting legacy for all to enjoy. All bequests, whether they are an object donated or a financial donation, feature the donor on the object label, in perpetuity, enabling the donor's name to live on forever. The following are three of my favorite objects that I will be including in this year's tour. Lady Cory's bequest, spray. Lady Cory, 1866-1947, was a great collector of 18th and 19th century jewelry who had a passion for music as well as jewelry. Her wealth arose from a short-lived three-month marriage in 1893 to Lord Cory, whose fortune came from coal mining. She was well known for attending opening nights at the Royal Opera House, resplendent in her diamond jewelry, such as this large spray of assorted flowers, made in about 1850. Some of the flowers are set on springs so that when the wearer moved it would increase their sparkle. Such jewelry items were known as tremblers. When she died, Lady Cory left her complete collection of diamond ornaments to the V and AMP A. Items such as the spray form a core highlight of the museum's jewelry galleries. She also appreciated the financial need of the V and AMP A and generously also left a sum of money to enable the museum to display her collection. Jeffrey Ackerman and others, Turkish tankard. Jeffrey Ackerman was a student of history, and being a great appreciator of the arts, left his residuary estate to his favorite charities, including 6% to the V and AMP A. Alongside support from V and AMP A members and HM government's acceptance in Lou scheme, Jeffrey Ackerman's gift helped the museum a great deal in being able to acquire this wonderful late 16th century tankard made of nephrite jade, decorated with gold wire inlay with rubies and emeralds. The tankard, the first of its type to enter a UK public collection, is likely to have been made for the Sultan's personal use at the Topkapi Palace. Hugh Phillips' bequest, Joshua Ward statue. Hugh Phillips, 1886-1972, an antique dealer from Hitchin and writer about mid-Georgian London, left a bequest to the V and AMP A to purchase acquisitions of 18th century works of art. His generous bequest has enabled some major purchases of sculptures, including this Agostini Carlini life-size statue of Joshua Ward, 1685-1761, a notorious quack doctor in the 1700s who prospered by selling his pill and drop cure for every illness. A larger-than-life character, as reflected in the statue, and one of my favorite objects and subjects to talk about on my public tour. The statue was commissioned by Ward, before his death, to be erected in Westminster Abbey. This was not to be, and instead it was given to the Royal Society of Arts before being acquired by the V and AMP A in 1991. I will be talking more about these objects, along with several others, during my free tour on Thursday, 15th October at 14:30 in Legacy Week. Please do come along to learn more about some of the fascinating bequests in the V and AMP A collections. Museum bequests are fascinating because they show how personal collections can become part of a much bigger public story. I once spent nearly an hour in a decorative arts gallery reading labels about who had donated different pieces, and it made the objects feel far more human. That habit of looking into provenance follows me into everyday browsing too, whether I'm researching antiques or checking pages like https://shopelsie.pisidconsumer.com/review. HTML before buying something decorative. The V and AMP A seems especially rich in these layered histories. Knowing that someone's legacy helped preserve an object for future visitors adds another dimension to the experience.